Welcome.
Welcome. I love that every time we start recording, like in the first 2 or 3 minutes, somebody has to like spontaneously start singing. It's hilarious.
Hi, this is Kelly.
This is Gay Flyer. What's going on?
What's going on? Happy Sunday, dude. And happy Cinco de Mayo. It's crazy.
Oh my God. I didn't like legitimately didn't realize it was Cinco de Mayo until you
said that.
Oh my gosh. Also, this episode is going to be released on your birthday.
Oh, that's so true.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations. I wasn't going to make it or something. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah. I meant to say happy birthday and it came out. Congratulations. But you know what? It's the same. Congratulations on being alive.
Yay. The big 3-4. That's crazy. Like, when did we get here? That's literally blowing my mind. I can't even. But it's okay.
I'm 35 in like a few, more than a few months, but still. What? Yeah. I thought I was going to be 18 forever, but I guess not.
Honestly, like 2024 is going by so fast. I know everyone says it goes by faster and faster, but holy cow. Like, I can't believe it's May, honestly.
I know. I'm
very glad, but also.
It's like some aspects of my life are moving like at a snail's pace. Like, I cannot wait for this bathroom to be done and like fully moved into my house. And then like other aspects of my life, like my job and my friends and my relationships are just moving at a speed that I'm honestly a little uncomfortable with. Like, how did we get this old? I don't understand. Yeah,
I know. Honestly. Wait, that means we've almost, I guess this August, huh? We've known each other for 16 years. That's a long time. That is literally almost half of our lives.
Okay. You don't have to say it like you're all disappointed. Like,
No, it's not what I meant. I meant more of like not being friends with you, but just like the fact that we're old. That's all.
Do you think that we're going to be the types of friends who like go on a trip or like do a big party to celebrate? Like,
yeah.
Oh God, New Girl, when Nick and Schmidt had their like 10 anniversary or something.
Oh, that's sweet. Wait, we already passed that. We didn't do anything. That's very sad.
Well, maybe for our sick, well, we can plan something for like our 20 year. That's in 4 years. We can make a big party and have it in
24 years away. You literally just stress me out so much. Oh my God. Yikes, dude. Okay, cool. Fun. Anyways, okay, we're not going to talk about how old we are anymore.
Kelly's clear tell sign that she's like starting to have anxiety. Cool. Well, we're going to move on.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anyways, yeah, very excited. This week will be fun. There's still lots of activities going on. I'm actually chilling today, but next week is I'm having like a birthday dinner at my new house, which is awesome. It's also like our cookbook club. I think I've talked about cookbook club on here before, but it just happens to fall on cookbook club. So it'll be fun to have everybody over, but also be able to cook from a cookbook. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Sam plays in on Thursday, pick her up from the airport. And yeah, and then it's just go time, baby. We're going to head straight to the Umpqua. So that'll be exciting. I was trying to like pack yesterday a little bit. I got the stuff in my car because Sam was texting me about what she needs to pack. And so I was like, oh crap, I'm going to forget if I don't like do it right now. So I cleaned out my car and I packed it full of camping stuff so it can get dirty all over again. But it was wild. It was the first time that I've really like vacuumed it since Moose passed, I think. And so there's just a lot of moose hair in there still. I mean, there's still a lot of moose hair in there, but yeah, it's wild. Just thinking about, I'm like, damn, it's been like 6 months already. So there's probably do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, clean your car's overrated.
No way. I think I get my car cleaned at least like once or twice a month. And I like to go to those like little, you know, you roll in, you get the vacuum and then they like do, but sometimes they don't do it good enough, you know? So like today I'm doing all the checking all of my camping gear because we just moved. So everything's in boxes. So I have to make sure that all of my stuff is like, we're not missing a thing for the tent or whatever, you know? So I'm doing that. I'm baking a lot today. And then I'm going to go clean my car out because I figured we're going to take the truck next weekend, but it's nice just to have like a really good clean car when I get back from camping. So that's my jam for the day.
Nice. That's awesome. Any other updates on like work and stuff? How are you feeling?
Work is good. Work is great. I'm feeling good. There's activity that's moving forward. It's just taking a little bit of time to build, but that's okay. Everybody is great. It feels like this week I actually worked out 4 times. So feeling good.
Feeling back on a routine-ish.
Yeah, I think because today I'm going to do some prep as well. So it'll be like this week is the full week of prepped my meals. I'll be like working out every day. Yeah, so it feels really good to get to this point. And then I got a massage yesterday.
Lovely. Was it good?
Good. Nice. It was good. But they only had like a male masseuse available. And I swear to God, he kept like dropping little baby silent farts every like 20 minutes.
Oh no. Was it so stinky?
Yeah, it was like real stinky. And anyway,
that kind of pulled
me out of my like, yeah, totally. I was like, oh, what am I smelling? What is that? Trying not to move my facial features so I could just lay silently. I'm like, what is happening?
It kept happening. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That literally makes me want to die. I would have been mortified.
Like, obviously,
he was dropping little like compliments and stuff and like being kind of a creep, but.
That's even way worse. I would rather have him silently farting than giving him compliments.
Like, oh, no.
Your skin is so soft. Oh, that's creepy.
Or like, they're like, do you want me to give you glutes a massage?
Oh, God.
And you're
I had one woman, one time she was doing my like calves or whatever, doing my pedicure. And she's like, you're a runner, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, your calves are so strong. I'm like, no, lady. My calves are monstrosity. It's like, no, don't touch them. Don't comment on my body. It's creepy.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm so jealous though. I was like telling my friend Natalie that I really wanted to get a facial this week as like a happy birthday to me present. Just nice. Like, I don't know. I was like, massage or facial? For some reason, I like really want a facial. And also this lighting right now is not being very kind to me. So I'm like not loving it.
Don't worry about it, girl. You look great. I'm just like over here in the glow of my computer screens. It's not great.
I'm even wearing my comfy, or is that what it's called? My comfy. Yeah. I'm so cold. I can't warm up.
You do look very cozy.
Yeah. I'm ready for the rain to stop. I mean, it's really nice when it rains in Bend because I feel like it, like I said, it never rains in Bend. So it's been raining for the last few days, which is really lovely. But yeah, next weekend's going to be really nice here, but it's going to be even nicer on the Umpqua. Like, I've been checking the weather like a psychopath, no joke.
Because... Every day I wake up to Kelly sending me like screenshots of the weather app.
I can't help it. I just need to know because, you know, it's pretty far out still. It's a week away. So I was like, there's no way that it's going to be that accurate. But it literally hasn't changed in the last like 4 days. It's been really consistently that it's going to be warm. And even if it's like a little colder than what it's saying it's going to be, it's still going to be fantastic. Because be right great. Now... It's saying it's going to be like 80s, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't ask for anything better.
Of all the sciences that they've been working on for the past 30 years, I feel like weather science, it's pretty accurate these days. So, even
really?
Like, yeah,
I feel like maybe it's just Bend because we don't have like a thing here, but the weather app is never accurate for Bend, really.
Oh,
because we don't have a little thingy. What is it called? That's close enough to us, I feel like.
Like a tower or something?
A tower, a satellite, or whatever they actually use. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah. Getting very excited for camping and all this stuff. And I just can't wait. Like, literally sunshine and my friends and margaritas are my favorite things. And they're all coming.
They're all coming. So yeah. Exciting.
And lawn games. And yeah, I just am very excited for all the things. So.
Love
it. It'll be great. But anyway, do you want to play a little game really fast?
Yes, obviously, always.
Okay. So this game, actually, I don't know what it's called or if it has a name. But anyway, I was thinking we could do, it's been like viral TikTok thing for like a while, but we've never actually played. And so I kind of just want to see how Kaif and I do. So basically we just like each say a random word, like any noun that we can think of off the top of our heads. And then we say 3, 2, 1, and we say the noun. And then we try to get together to say the same word, like after a few rounds. If we're like on the same wavelength, it'll take like 2 rounds, 3 rounds, whatever. If not, it'll take us a little bit longer, but we just have to get warmed up. So, but we can do it. I believe in us. Okay. Okay, are you ready? Do you have your first word?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Picture.
Fork.
You have to say it at the same time as me.
I thought I did. I tried to like, never mind. Okay. Fork.
Ready? Do you have your next word? Sorry. That's like combining fork and picture.
Oh, no. What would be... This is where my brain decides to, like, it's just not going to work. Okay. On the spot. Fork and picture. Fork and picture. Okay. I'm going to try and... I don't know. Okay.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Family. You didn't say anything.
I literally had a word in it, like, went right out of my brain. So, nope, messed it up. Dang
it. Okay, let's start over. Also, Cave, it's just whatever words. So, like, we can start, and we're trying to get closer and closer. But if you just can't think of anything that makes them go together, just say another random word, and we'll get closer and closer. You know what I mean?
Okay, so don't freak out if I can't, like, make sense of something in my brain. Just say
exactly. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, all right, ready? I can say words.
Yeah, okay. We'll
I'm an educated adult. A little bit. You can try.
Try tiny bit.
Literally try. Just try. Okay, here we go.
You got a new one?
I have a, sure. Yeah, I got a word.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Radio.
Beer.
Okay. Let me think of, okay, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Festival.
Baseball.
Oh, see, those are similar. Okay. Ready? 3. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay. I can do this.
3, 2, 1. Stadium.
Summer.
Oh.
Dang. Okay. All right.
Okay. 3. Do you have one?
No. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The word stadium and summer. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, baseball.
Festival. No, I said we can, we, okay. What we did was pick the opposite word. I'm not good at this game. Okay, we knew this though. Like, I'm not good at like the Boggle or Scrabble or Bananarams, or like, I'm not good at word games. Like, I don't know.
Did you just say Bananarams?
Yeah, what are they called? Bananagrams?
Bananagrams. Oh my goodness. Okay, anyway. Should we start over, or do you think we can come up with festival and baseball?
Yeah, wait, what happens, because like you said baseball and I said festival, but we had just said those words, like you said festival and I said baseball.
Dang it. Okay, yeah, we need to start over. Okay, let's start over.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna pick the most random thing. Okay, ready?
Yep. Here we go.
3, 2, 1. Pen.
Snow cone.
Okay.
Is pen that random? Pen is not a random word.
I was thinking it could literally link to anything, and then you picked snow cone. So I don't know.
Keeping you on your toes, babe. Here I am.
You really are. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Ready? Wait, let me think of something. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Carnival.
Baseball.
Okay. Those are like semi-similar. Okay. I have one. You ready?
Okay. Yes. Wait, three. Baseball and carnival were our last two words. Okay.
Yes.
Three. Okay. Here we go.
You can't say the same words we've already said. Let's just make that ground.
Wait, what?
Don't say the words that we just have said in this round. You can say ones from last round.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Tent.
Summer.
Oh my gosh. Wait, this was a good one. This is a good one. Okay, we can do this. Now focus. Think really hard.
I love that we do like put our fingers to our temples and like try to telepathically tell each other what we're gonna
say. Yeah, you know what to say, Kate. You know what to say. Okay, ready?
We got summer this.
Intent. Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Camping.
Festival. Oh my God.
Okay, we got this. We got this. Okay, do you have one?
Oh my God. Okay, so camping and festival are the two words. This telepathic is just not working.
Okay.
What? Yeah, now she's like giving me weird hand signals. I don't know what's
happening. Okay, ready? Do you have a word?
Okay. Yeah, I have a word. But it's a proper noun.
Okay, shut up. We're not even getting there. I don't even know what that means. Stop. Sorry. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Strawberry.
Yay! Wait, what do you mean it's a proper noun because it's the name of something?
Yes, that's how proper nouns work. Also, I wanted to just double check, like, you know what a proper noun is. You know what you're doing, right? Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
We all passed second grade. We know what a proper noun is.
Yeah, but who still uses those words? Like, no one.
People who speak the English language say those words.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's how we play. Kaif and I will be practicing Obby because, yeah.
That was terrible. Don't try to be my partner when it comes to word games. Like, people,
okay, good
it's
to
just
know.
not going to be that lady for you. Trivia all day.
We went to Disney Trivia last week. Did I tell you about it?
No, that's so
it
fun.
Was, yeah, it was really fun. It was a classics trivia, which is also really fun. So they like gave a hint on Instagram of like the five classic movies it was going to be. So it was like Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Little Mermaid, and Robin Hood. Nice. And so that was kind of nice because there was five rounds and I had never been to trivia at this place before, but he did like question number one's worth 1 point. Question number two is 2 points, you know, and they get harder and harder as they go down through five. Uh-huh. Anyways, and so, yeah, some of the rounds, though, like, weirdly, like, Little Mermaid was hard, and that's, like, one of my favorite Disney movies. Robin Hood was definitely hard, but, like, no one really watches Robin Hood, I feel like.
Oh, I love that movie, but okay. I know. Seen it forever.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my God, do you know what one of the questions in Little Mermaid was? What is Sebastian's name? Do you know what Sebastian's real name is?
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those longer Sebastian Crustaceous something, whatever.
How do you know that? Yeah, it's five words. It's like Crustacean, Sebastian, Tapacian,
yeah,
Sebastian.
Something.
It's ridiculous. I was like, the fact that anyone gets that correct will literally made me irate. I was like, there is no way you are not cheater.
Yeah, cheater. Okay, I love the use of irate. Good job. That's a good word. That's hilarious. But when they introduce him to the movie, isn't it when they're like doing the Daughters of Titans or whatever?
Oh, no way. Because we were literally Googled where they actually say his name in the movie and we couldn't find it.
When they introduce him, it's like the most illustrious Crustaceous. Yeah, totally.
Oh, that is funny.
But you could pay me. I would never be able to figure out what all the five titles that he has is because, like, that's really difficult.
Yeah.
Good for them. They need to stop watching The Little Mermaid and maybe expand on their horizons a bit because, you know, that's kind of a tough question.
I mean, the trivia, right. I thought I was going to, like, destroy it. The trivia was so hard. Like, I can't even remember another. Oh, yeah. How many in Beauty and the Beast, how many eggs? Should I already gave some of it away? How many eggs does Gaston say that he can eat?
I eat six dozen eggs or something like that.
Well, the first time he says five dozen and then he says six dozen, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, we needed you, Cave. We needed you.
I know. I would have dominated. That's the lifeline. If you ever get in a situation, call me. I got you.
They also are doing like really fun trivia. They're doing like a Seinfeld trivia. They're doing a Friends one. They're doing an Office one. So I'm excited. I mean, I don't know Seinfeld or The Office, and I do not want to, but Friends, I'm very much going to. So, yeah, you probably should come for that one.
I could, yeah, definitely. That the Friends one would be super awesome. We'd probably dominate.
Would be so fun.
I could probably do okay the Friends episodes, but like there's just so much there.
And there's so many of them. Yeah.
That's kind of, and then not everybody's like watching them in order, right? They're easy to like slip in and slip out.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Friends, guess what today is? It's Rachel May Green's 5th? Birthday.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know she was born on Cinco de Mayo.
Remember when Gunther's like asking her what her birthday is? Anyways, yeah. Speaking of Friends trivia, shit she should know. Anyways, okay, do you want to go into what we're doing? What we're doing?
Yes. The topic of today's episode. Burr, burr, burr. You're welcome, everybody. Okay, so
thank you
last
for
session.
Megan, that was great.
Last episode, we were talking about our planning session for season two. And if any, you know, in case anybody had questions, we didn't do anything to follow up. So, We still have to figure out what season two is going to look like. So we're going to actually bring back one of our tried and true topics, our faves.
Yay.
Top fives, our faves, our hot lists, whatever you want to call it. It's just the time of the month where we talk about what we like. And we're going to utilize... So I still have to pack for camping. And I haven't camped in quite a bit. I've moved all of my stuff all around. So it's all in different boxes. So I am the type of person, very like... type A, to write down everything and do like check.
Me too.
Check.
Me too.
Because I'm like Monica Geller, right? Monica always does like check. My mom does it, and it was like a weird existential moment where she was like, "Oh shit, I'm my mom." And then Ross comes and he's like, "Check."
So funny.
So we're gonna talk about our top five / fave things that we want to bring during camping.
Yeah,
because we've got a lot of camping going on this summer. So, yeah. Do you want to kick it off first, or do you want me to kick it off? And these are meant to be, like, fun topics, not, like, bringing a tent or bringing a tarp, you know. Exactly. Everybody brings that. If you're not bringing that, then you're not doing camping right. But
yeah, exactly. These aren't, like, necessities. Like, we know – everyone knows what the necessities are. Okay, I'm going to start off with my number one, just, like, my all-time favorite game, cribbage. And yeah. – It's just nice to have when, like, the morning time when you're, like, sipping your coffee and, like, people haven't woken up yet. You get to, like, just grab cribbage and play with someone quick. But also, we, Kaif and I, have to get ready because everyone at Strawberry is going to be good. And so we have to just, like, you know, get our practice in while we can. So definitely bring that to the Umpqua.
You have to, like, be good at cribbage or you're not allowed to play cribbage.
No, you just need to count slow. That is my nightmare. Like, and anyone at Strawberry's nightmare, honestly.
And cribbage is always good because all you need to do is bring a deck of cards. Like, do you have a cribbage board? You can bring one and it's nice, but I don't have one. Do you have one?
I do have one. Yep. It's already packed.
Okay. Perfect. Cool. Okay. So last year for Kelly's birthday, my husband and I made washer board sets. So we've been like practicing all of our washers. And like this year, I'm going to bring them to our camping trip to the Umpqua
because
we need to practice.
Much
shit talking happens in Strawberry when it comes to washers that like we kind of have to redeem ourselves a little bit. The last few years have been a little rough for Kelly and I in the washer pool tournament, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I think that it's the lack of red wine, but I literally cannot drink red wine anymore. So that's the difference, because the one time where Kaif and I were indestructible, that was when I drank like 5 bottles of red wine. So no big deal. And then I threw all of it up outside the tent. No big deal.
Oh, so. God. That was the infamous sangria strawberry that your mom made, like 5 gallons of sangria that we went through in a few hours.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be a no from me, dog. Like, no, thank you. That sounds like the worst hangover. I think I like threw up all the way home on driving home, and we only had like an hour drive too. So that's going to be no.
Also, when Kelly throws up, she's like projectile vomiting. It's very impressive.
Thank you, Kaif. Thank you for telling everyone.
I'm just wicked impressed with your vomiting skills because I can't do that and it's awesome. Just jealous.
Yeah. It's a Kinese trait. No big deal. Like we all got it. We're all good at it. So anywho. I
love it. Okay.
Yeah. That's a great one. I'm definitely bringing the washerboard that Kaif and whoa. I just had like an aneurysm or something. I'm bringing the boards that Kaif and her husband made for me last year. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
My next one is going to be just like a speaker system. Like, obviously we all have like little JBLs and stuff, but it'll be nice to have like a full speaker system to kind of just like womp womp out there, you know, because it's going to be like, we're going to be all by ourselves and there's not going to be anyone around. So we can be like as loud as we want. And it's just going to be like our camp. So that's super fun. And I'm excited about just like having a little dance party and just having music going and all the good stuff. Definitely interested in a playlist. I don't know if that's one of yours, Kaif. Sorry, but we definitely gotta have a playlist.
I'm very excited about this because there have been songs that I've sent you and you're like, oh, somebody in my group has sent me this or whatever. Like, I'm hoping that we can get a little liquid or a little house beat or some kind of cool, fun womp womp bass. Because we are going to be in the middle of nowhere. At the same time, like, should I also include some like bluesy folksy kind of like lumineers or something? Like, would they appreciate that in the morning or whatever?
Yeah, I think we should have two if possible, because okay. there's definitely not service out there. So we need to think about that. That we'll have to have it downloaded.
A lot of my Spotify is like already downloaded to my phone because I always go like hiking or I like walk around and I don't. Yeah, so I just download it to my phone anyway.
Cool. So yeah, we should definitely have like a morning and like a womp womp playlist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Okay. Womp womp. Just in case anybody didn't know what that was, we're not going to tell you. Sorry about it.
You have to come.
All right.
You have to come to find out. No big deal. Okay. Sorry. I was just saying though, is that one of your things on your list, a playlist?
No. But it's kind of aligned with your speakers. So I'll keep it there if that's okay. Just a little caveat.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, my next one is not necessarily for me, but for other people in the camp, my husband included, is puzzles. Like, if you're having puzzle in the morning with your coffee or your tea or whatever, you just want to like sit and focus and not talk to people or whatever. Yeah, puzzles are great. And they're a good way to like incorporate people who may not have a chance to talk to one another, but are puzzle people. And they like, you know, introverts essentially just I feel like puzzling is a good way to spend some time, not feel super rushed, like relax a little bit around camp, but still feel like you're doing something, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it does bring people together when everyone's just like standing around it. It's kind of funny how people just like congregate around the puzzle always, even if they don't like puzzles or want to like be involved in the puzzle, they still like to be like, look at it and be like, oh, look at the progress or like whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of
look at the progress. It's also, my husband's like big, like tough, he wants to get like the really challenging puzzles. Like we'll probably bring a couple of those that may not take, you know, sometimes when puzzles take like 30 minutes to do, if you have like six people doing it, it's not fun.
True. But we only have like 48 hours though. Just think about
true.
That.
We don't need to have like a 3D puzzle craziness.
3,000 piece puzzle. Yeah.
No.
No big
deal. It'll probably be like an M.C. Escher kind of puzzle or something like that, because he's got some kind of fascination with that. Anyway.
Cool. That sounds good. My next one is just like a theme. Like your girl loves a theme. So
I love a theme.
Yeah. So you know, Kaif and I are all about this life, but I think it's fun either to do it for like one of the nights or one of the dinners or just like the whole weekend. There's not really a theme for next weekend, but I did ask people to like dress up. So, TBD on all of that to see what people are dressing up like. I mean, I did give like a little bit of guidelines, but I'm really just excited to see whatever people want to dress up like in general. So yeah, right. It'll be fun.
So, what is my next one? Crap. I'm going to do bevies. Like, pick a good bevy that you don't get on a regular basis. You're camping. I'm going to, like, I'm talking sweet wine, sangria, margaritas, bring not just, I don't know, beer. I love beer, but it seems like a boy thing, like cheap beer or whatever. But
no, it's fun just to have, like, a camp cocktail, too, that everyone, like, kind of gets involved in. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
A camp cocktail. That's a good way to put it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to just be a cocktail. Like sangria is not a cocktail, but yeah, I think it's fun. And also it's fun if like everyone has just like access to like a big, kind of like a jungle juice pitcher almost. But
oh my God, jungle juice. Ugh, get out of here with your.
No, that's not what I mean. You know what I mean? That's what people like picture when they picture like camp cocktail is like a big ass, whatever.
Like an igloo. Like,
yeah. We're not doing that.
Yeah, no. Jungle juice? No. I don't think I could survive if I did some more jungle juice in my life. Oh my God.
I know. It's so sweet. It's really sweet. Everyone's been like texting me this week and they're like, okay, like what's your favorite drink? Like, what am I making you? And I'm just like, anything without sugar in it. So yeah, that's where I'm at is, I think we're just going to do a lot of like vodka sodas, vod sods, as Sam Stacks would say.
Vod sods? Oh my God.
And then, or like tequila sodas, and which basically is a margarita because I just put a shit ton of lime in it. And yeah, that's what I'm like super looking forward to. Obviously, all the seltzers and whatever too. But
I have this idea of doing a watermelon and like putting, you know how they put like alcohol, like the vodka into the watermelon and like let it sit there or whatever. And I've never done it before. And I'm kind of like, I want to do it. Is that weird?
No, you should do it.
Get into it.
But okay. In case it doesn't work, do like a cheaper vodka so that
okay.
you don't like lose Tito's or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I'm maybe going to possibly do something like that because that's probably a good idea.
But also possibly. We could probably do it like once you get to camp on Friday. We just have to figure out how to cut the hole and then we right. could do it all night on Friday and then we could have it on Saturday.
Yeah, that's my plan. But cool. I don't know what I'm doing. So can you help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Look For at that. Sure. See? You're welcome, listener. Real times updates. Here we go.
Nice. The next thing, I don't know if this is like what to bring camping, but it's just like, I was thinking there's like an activity, like again, a theme, an activity, you know, where like my brain is at, but it's fun mm-hmm. if we have like combined like camp stuff to do. Like next weekend, there's going to be a lot of people like going to the hot springs or going for a hike or going boating or whatever, or just like have games like we were talking about already, but like washers or like just other lawn games and things, but just like things for camp to do. So it's like fun and just like, I don't know, kind of having like a plan a little bit is nice, or at least giving people mm-hmm. the option for a plan to like choose their own adventure, you know? Totally. So yeah, that's what I tried to do for the most part, but I'm like very hands-off, like not wanting to plan anything for anyone. Like I don't want to tell people what to do. It's still like their time off and their vacation, you know? So I just want it to be fun yeah. and everyone get to hang together. So
one of the like things that I hope I do before I die is go on a camping trip and play like a multi-day game of Assassin, you know?
Ooh, where you can yeah. like
get I love that idea so much, but I don't know anybody. Like I know people that are coming and I'm very excited, but like it's weird. You have to like plan out and organize a game of Assassin, and I don't know if I feel like up to that task yet. But I mean, before
it's kind of similar to doing something like a what's it called? What do we do for your birthday? Oh, shoot. What is that called?
Like a murder mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to that. If you already have it like planned out and ahead of time and like people just have to like follow, they don't really have to like do too much pre-planning, you know? Right. I think that would be really good.
But yeah, doesn't that sound like so much fun?
Yeah.
A game of Assassin. And like, there's one way that you can do it where everybody picks a thing from like you take a regular deck of cards, right? And then like everybody takes a card. Mm-hmm. And then if you're like a club, like a two of clubs, then your target is the three of clubs. So you have to like go find whoever has the three of clubs. And then once you have a full, like a full family from a, you know, two to an ace of whatever, you know, then you like win the game of Assassin.
Okay. I've never played like that before. That would be fun.
I feel like there's a way to do that. But anyway. Yeah, wouldn't that be so fun? I feel like that would be definitely a multiple days, but anyway. Cool. Is it my turn?
Is that your, yeah, I don't know. Is that your number four?
Yeah, let's do that as my number four. That's perfect. Okay. Game of Assassin. Yeah.
Nice.
One day.
I guess this is kind of like on along the lines of like what I've already been talking about, but just like decorations, lights, like just making camp feel more like homey, you know, mm-hmm. for the like time that you're there or whatever. Obviously I love stupid shit like that. So I already like bought some things. I mean, mostly not for, I already have like lights and like battery operated lights and things like that from like previous things. So yeah, just like packing all that stuff and getting everything ready is like so cute and so important to me. And then also just the fact that it's going to be sunny. Like I feel like I have to like mm-hmm. switch all of my like ideas and everything from thinking it was going to be completely rainy. We're going to be stuck under like the gazebo the whole time to like us actually getting to like be out on the lawn and whatever. So that'll be fun. I'm very
excited. I just bought one of those like awnings or whatever you call them, like the big, the
pop up.
Easy ups. Yeah. Pop mm-hmm. up. So if you have like string lights that we can hang from the pop up, like I'll bring zip ties and stuff so we can like get it all secure, but that would be so cute.
Cute.
Also, yeah. I'm thinking if it's going to be like warm and at night and I'd say like, let's bring tiki torches so that you could like put some cool tiki torch, like outline from the main like hangout area. But if there's going to be like kids and dogs and stuff, I just don't know how I feel about an open flame.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if we can do that. Just like Forest Service rules. I think everything has to be contained. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Maybe we'll find like solar, maybe people have like solar lights that we can stick in the ground or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's really important because like the sun goes down and it's super dark at camp and you're like, okay, I can't see literally anything. I'm just going to go to sleep. When in reality, we want to like hang out. So we have to make sure we bring lights and stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. My last one here is kind of along the lines of your theme. But I always love when people have like face paint or they have like a tattoo, you know, like a little temporary tattoo or something.
Fun or glitter.
Or yeah. glitter or like, yeah, something that I just like to make it extra special because this is, you know, not in the regular population. Like, I just want to feel cool and special. And like, I never get to wear face paint and glitter and stuff. So
yeah, very fair.
I want to go back to like when I was 15 and anyway, let's not talk about me at 15, but
speaking of, look what I'm going to bring. I have a bunch of these.
Oh my God. Cute. I love Kelly is sporting see-through heart shaped sunglasses from circa 2008.
And it's okay.
So I love
get
it.
Get out of here. Whatever.
I love it. I'll wear it with you. I think they're cute.
Yeah, everyone has them. But I have like a whole bunch. Someone got them for me for my birthday last year, and then I forgot to bring them to my birthday.
Whoops.
So I still have them. So yeah, we're definitely going to be using them this weekend for sure. Also, yes, look what I have in this bag. This is from Kate's wedding.
Oh my God. I was going to, okay, literally.
I don't know how I ended up with these, but they're tattoos and I'm bringing them.
Bring them. I love the ring. It's got like a big diamond ring.
They're actually really cute. That's why I haven't gotten rid of them. Like, look, there's a white claw. Look how cute right? it is.
They were supposed to be worn when we were in Mexico, but like that flew by so fast. Nobody got a chance to wear them. So I'm glad that you're bringing them.
Yep. I like almost thought about giving them away. Like when I was moving, I was like, no, like these are definitely coming somewhere with me. So yeah.
I love.
But yeah, I think that's all five, right?
Yeah, I think we did a really decent job for not preparing literally anything. Sorry, listener.
You already know. You already know us. It's fine. No big deal. Okay, do you want to move into gratitudes and grievances?
Yes. Okay, we're going to do this thing where I do the grievance, Kelly does the gratitude, kind of like what we've been doing, which is a lot less stressful to have to just come up with one than two. So I feel like we should keep doing this. Okay, so went to the grocery store today. It's my usual Sunday to-dos. I, you know, get a walk-in, have coffee, talk to my mom, go to the grocery store. This is the first time that I've been to this grocery store. It's only 10 minutes away. It's a Safeway. It's nothing special. But every time I go to the grocery store and I have to go to the lane with the person because I have a bunch of stuff that I don't want to do, like, I have no problem going into the self-checkout with like a huge amount of stuff because I'm so much faster and I'd rather do it myself. But mm-hmm. today I had like beer and lots of extra things. So I was like, okay, I might as well like go to the person. Right. That was mistake number one because he was so slow and he was just like having a ball chit-chatting with like the person that he's bagging for plus the person behind them who's like works at the Safeway. He's just like shooting the shit with everybody. And I'm like, okay, guy. We have places to be. And then it comes to me, like now I'm getting checked out and I offered like, I will help you bag. And that way we can get through this a lot faster and you don't have to talk to me. Like, it's fine. And then he straight up asked me like lots of personal questions. Are you from here? What are you doing with the day? Oh, do you have kids? He asked me if I had kids. Okay. To be fair, I was like buying stuff for our camping trip next weekend, which is like a lot of snacks and kids stuff, right? Like I bought Doritos. I don't ever buy Doritos unless I'm camping.
That's not a kid snack. I love them.
I feel like that's a kid snack. Oh, and like Rice Krispie treats and marshmallows and stuff like that. Anyway. So he was just like, oh, do you have kids? I'm like, that's kind of a personal question. I don't know. First of all, don't ask me questions when I'm obviously in a rush to get the heck out of here. Oh my God. Why do you have to be a specific type of person to want to be a grocery checkout and then
I think so, yeah.
I feel like such a bitter person saying this, but like, I don't want to have nice conversations with people when I'm doing a chore. Like, this is a chore for me to go to the grocery store, check me out, do all the things.
I love it though. It's like one of my favorite things besides how much expensive everything is.
Yeah. I spent like $350 at the store. Like I had a ton of stuff.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, when alcohol's involved, it does get expensive though.
Yeah, and like we haven't, like I didn't have any peanut butter. I didn't have any like whole wheat flour, which is really expensive. Like I was trying to like get stuff for the house too, so that I can like make a bunch of bread and bake because I'm going to do a bunch of baking today. So like it was really expensive, but just like, I don't know if it was like a, he didn't understand where I was coming from. He just kept asking weird questions. And then I came off as a little rude and it made me feel guilty for being rude when in reality, like he probably should have clued into that. Anyway, that's my grievance. Like I just was not ready for peopling today and I had to people.
It's real. Yeah. The other day though, I was in, sorry, not to make light of your search, but the other day I was in self-checkout and like it was Safeway. So I was like putting in my number, you know, my phone number to like, whatever, get my points. And so I'm like putting in my phone number. It's not working. And I'm like, what the heck? And so then finally just like a tenant like is coming.
Oh no.
I'm like
Kelly still broken.
No, I'm still like embarrassed. Anyways, he like, I guess I was putting in my phone number in like the area where you like type the like item number, you know what I mean? For the, them to like look at produce or whatever. And so I like literally broke the computer and he was like, okay, so you don't use the blue one. We use the red one for your phone number. I was like, wow, wow, wow. Okay. Like, obviously I just wanted to like get out of there. You know what I mean? Like, I
of course.
Was just like in and out. I wasn't like looking and like reading it says like item number or like phone number, like duh. Anyways, yeah. I'm like, okay, I can fucking read, bro. And he's like, well, obviously you can, but like, whatever. Like, I was like, shit. Oh, yeah. Obviously. Anyways, oh, yeah, it was quite embarrassing, but also he was just like, fuck. He was like, I hate my life. And I was like, I hate your life for you too. Cause this is probably happening to him like multiple times a day. Honestly.
Like that's the person that I want to be checking out my bags, because if he hates his life, then he doesn't have to know about my life and ask me random questions. Like, let's just, this is definitely not one of those social situations where I want to have an in-depth conversation. Like, let's go, bro.
Yeah, but very true.
I got stuck with a grandma who, like, doesn't have any other social interaction in her life. So she just had to ask me like, a bunch of freaking questions anyway.
That's so sad. Yeah.
I hope she's not a listener because of social bullshit, but I don't know. For those of you who don't know, I don't want to people.
How would she have found this podcast, Gabe? Like, what?
You know what? There could be a world in which we are big enough that that could happen. Thank you for tramping on my dreams.
God. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Yeah, she's definitely a listener, this old, old woman. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, legit, she was like, she had like the old lady hump. Like she.
Oh, no. Okay, now you're going too far.
Okay, let's talk about your gratitude.
Anywho, just grateful for my community and everything. I had a friend come over on Friday and she brought me flowers because she wasn't going to be here for my birthday on Wednesday, but she'll be at the ball field. So yeah, she was like sad about missing, but she is going on a camping trip this like whole week because they don't have childcare. And so they're just like wanting to get away. And so they're heading to the coast. So yeah, she just like came over and she was just like, this is like half housewarming, half birthday flowers, which is really nice. And so yeah, just like thankful for that. Thankful people want to come over for birthday dinner, even though most of them are also going camping. So it's just like asking a lot of people, which I understand, and they still are like excited about doing it. So that's really nice that I'm getting like many a days of birthday. There's like a whole week of birthday activities that are happening. So yeah, it'll be very fun. But just yeah, grateful that everyone wants to actually do those things, because I always come up with these crazy plans and then we actually have to like go through with them. So here we are. This is the week.
But I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be very fun. I'm very excited. Like literally nothing could make me more happy that it's going to be warm. Like if it was going to be cold, I would be like, just because we just went cold camping and I'm not down with that game. So
dude, work weekend was chilly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and so I'm literally checking it like second by second just to double check that it still says, yep, now it even says 83. Like no big. Like it, wow. it knows the like plan. You know what I mean? Like it's like Kelly will not survive if it's not warm. That's all. Because yeah, anyways, also just like in general, this summer since I've been here, this is my third summer or fourth summer. Anyways, the first summer there was 1 month of warmth that I moved here, this last summer there was like two, maybe two and a half at the most. So this summer it's like really ramping up, you know, it's like really giving me what I need to survive so I don't leave Bend. So yeah. Anyway, that's it.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited to have the sun come out. It's just been raining nonstop for the past week and a half here.
Dang.
And then like, it's crazy because it'll go from like 48, 47. And then next week it's supposed to be like 58 pretty consistently. And then when we go to the Umpqua, it's going to be like 80, 85, mm-hmm. which is just such a shock to the system. I'm so excited. I'm such a white lady though. I need to like, I was thinking about doing a tanning, like a fake tanning. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say is like, that's what I mean by like having to rethink like everything we're packing, because it's like different clothes, like sunscreen mm-hmm. now, like bathing suits now, like all that kind of stuff, you know? And so it'll just be so fun. But yeah, I cannot wait to just like wear overalls.
I haven't worn my Chacos in like 2 years. So maybe we can break those puppies in.
Finally. Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Bring those. Yeah. Cool.
Yay. Anyway.
Fun.
Yeah, we're excited. I hope you guys are having such a wonderful time that the sun is hitting your faces too, your little chubby cheeks soon. And yeah, go enjoy the sunshine.
We cool. love you all.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.